Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. What's more important to you, stuff or having a great experience? Hello, everybody. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is November 20th, 2013. We are on day three of our newsworthy clips that you can find on pages 32 in your Advanced magazine. And we've had a great first couple of days of news clips, and I'm glad you're here for day three. We're going to talk about what wealthy people would rather spend their money on. Stuff or experiences? Well, before we get into our newsworthy clip for today, first, let me do two things. Introduce our panelists. They're back for day three. Catherine Huff and Brian Hagerle. Hi, panelists.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Great to have you back for day three. And the second thing I want to do before we start today is let's go back and just review one or two things from yesterday. Our newsworthy clip talked about beach litter marring U.S. and world coastlines. And actually, it's a very, very important article for all of our listeners, and it's something we all need to really pay attention to. So it's an important article, and let's just talk a little bit more about that in review.
Okay. Well, the first thing I wanted to look at was the graphic that's on page 31 called That's a Lot of Trash, and this is a measurement of how many pounds of trash were picked up in certain states. So if you look at, say, North Carolina or Florida, those states both had more than 400,000 pounds of trash picked up in 2012. And then it looks like California and Texas and Georgia were coming in with around 300,000, which is huge numbers for those states.
Well, okay, this was actually the trash that was collected during a September 12 coastal cleanup by Ocean Conservancy volunteers. And I think it's more of a reflection of how many volunteers they were able to get. There were 500,000 people that did participate in this campaign for the Ocean Conservancy. And just simply, I think by sheer numbers, they're going to get more. So they probably had big turnout in California and North Carolina and you know, some of the other states. Some of the other states that are lower, that doesn't mean they have less trash. They just probably had less people volunteering.
That's a good point, yes.
Yeah. So, all right. Now, would you volunteer to help out in something like this?
I would, but where I live in Texas, I would have to drive really far to get there.
Yeah. All right.
But I have done picking up trash on the side of a highway as a volunteer.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, Here we are in Taiwan, and you had said you like to go to some of the beaches here in Taiwan. So maybe you can initiate some action like that here.
Yes.
On Isla Formosa.
I will attempt to get that started right away.
All right. Keep checking her Facebook page, listeners, to make sure if she's doing that. Brian Hagerle, give me something from yesterday.
Sure. The plastic debris stood out to me, Bill, for two reasons, obviously. One is the way that it affects wildlife. It can entrap them or strangulate them unintentionally, but still hurts them or kills them. And then the other thing is that the plastics, the longer they sit out there, the more poisons they absorb. And, of course, a lot of the marine life ends up eating that plastic debris.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it ends up poisoning them and can cause all sorts of problems in the food chain in the ocean. So I think this article is really important, not just for people going to the beach and, you know, so we don't leave trash in our pollution there, but this is everywhere because the people go to parks here and do things all over the place. So we should not be careless and just be throwing trash around and just figuring, well, somebody else will get it. Because a lot of times nobody else gets it. The animals get it. And they're the ones that pay the price. So be aware of that. We each play a part in keeping our environment neat and tidy and also a good place for the animals to survive in. Let's turn to our newsworthy clip for today. It is on page 32, and we're talking about a very different topic from yesterday. And what's the title of this news clip?
Well, this is study. Wealthy to spend more on experiences, not stuff.
Okay, now who are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about wealthy people or people who have a lot of money.
Okay. Well, this is actually kind of interesting to take a look at this segment of our population, people that have a lot of money. And what are they going to do with all of this money? A lot of times people think, well, those people that have a lot of money, they're just going to spend it on diamonds and gold and expensive Ferraris and things like that. But this study shows that maybe not. They might be interested in spending it on some other things. So we'll break up our reading today into three sections. The first one will be the left column going down to line 15.
Study. Wealthy to spend more on experiences, not stuff. Wealthy shoppers plan to refrain from scooping up expensive handbags, shoes, and other discretionary items even as the economy recovers and the stock market soars, a study found. The rich will rein in their spending on material things and seek out experiences that may garner more satisfaction, according to a Luxury Institute survey. People are less interested in watches and more interested in building lasting memories, said Milton Pedraza, chief executive of the Luxury Institute. Even among the wealthiest customers, luxury goods and services are considered less important in today's economy.
Okay, Brian, how do we start out?
We start with wealthy shoppers plan to refrain from a certain activity, which is scooping up expensive items, and it lists some of the items here. So they plan to refrain. They're going to stop doing it, stop this habit they have of buying these really expensive items.
Okay. All right. And we see they're scooping up. That's an idiom we use sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I think of it whenever you scoop something up, you pick it up or you grab it. Here it kind of means going to go buy something.
Yeah. A lot of times that will happen. And when there's a big sale at the department store, shoppers will descend upon the store and they will scoop up everything in a very quick very short amount of time.
Yeah, I more often think of women fighting over shoes in this.
Yeah. Or, well, in America, we've had, like, large screen TVs go on sale and they're scooped up. Yeah. In a matter of moments. Of course, there's, like, hand-to-hand combat and warfare going on while things are scooped up. People are fighting over these things. But we're talking about expensive handbags, maybe some LV bags, Louis Vuitton bags, shoes, and other discretionary items. Discretionary.
Something that is available to you by choice. So it's not something that you have to have. It's not something that's required. It's something that is up to you.
Yeah. Okay. Something we could survive if we didn't have, but it's just something we might buy because, oh, we would like to have it. So those are discretionary items. And that comes actually, discretionary is an adjective. It comes from the word discretion. Mm-hmm. When we use discretion, that means we use our own judgment to make a decision. So all of these items, these wealthy shoppers are refraining. They're holding back from buying these things, even though the economy is recovering. Things are good for them. Everything's good. The stock market is soaring. So this study found out that a lot of the wealthy, the rich people, are holding off on buying a lot of these things. And in our next paragraph, we learn a little bit why.
Yes, the rich will rein in their spending on material things and try to seek out more experiences that garner more satisfaction.
Okay. Rein in
means hold back. We often talk about, whenever I used to ride horses, you rein in your horse, which means that you make them slow down. So here they're trying to slow down spending on material items.
Okay. All right. So they're going to slow down that spending on the material things and then seek out or go and have experiences that may garner more satisfaction.
That's right. Garner here is a specialized term meaning to get or earn something valuable or respected, often with difficulty.
And this is according to a Luxury Institute survey. Now, after we're done with our program, I am going to Google Luxury Institute. I'm just curious about that name. Do you know anything about the Luxury Institute?
I don't. My research did not extend to the Luxury Institute.
It's kind of funny.
I know.
I'd like to hang out there for a while just to see what it's like to be living and working there at the Luxury Institute. But anyways, let's move on to our next paragraph. We actually hear from the chief executive of the Luxury Institute, Milton Pedraza, in this next paragraph.
Right. And the first thing he says is that people are less interested in watches and they're more interested in building lasting memories.
What's he talking about here? Watches?
Well, he's not saying just watches that you wear on your wrist, but he's saying that people are less interested in buying things like expensive watches or cars or clothes or anything else. And what they want to do now is experience all these amazing things in the world that give you great memories. He's saying that they have more wealth in memories than in objects.
Right. Okay. So since he mentioned watches, there might be a really expensive Rolex watch that somebody might go and buy and spend $10,000 on. But it's just there. And after a while, it's kind of taken for granted and maybe just put in a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
They may not wear it every day. Or even if they do, it just is taken for granted. Whereas a lasting memory, maybe a trip to South America to see Machu Picchu or something like that, would be something people will do and they would remember 40 years later. They will never forget a trip like that or a trip to see the Taj Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
Just once in a lifetime, a trip to the Taj Mahal or Machu Picchu will mean a lot more than a very expensive Rolex watch to people. That is what Milton Pedraza is talking about. He continues his quote there in line 13.
That's right. He says, even among the wealthiest customers, luxury goods and services are considered less important in today's economy. So they're changing their values, it appears.
Okay. All right. Now, we're talking about this study that was done by the Luxury Institute. And in our next reading, we'll learn more about that.
The study found that among 500 or so pentamillionaires, about 4 in 5 say that pricey designer splurges, such as purses and jewelry, have lost some of their appeal. Instead, about a third said they plan to shell out more for travel, and another 20% will spend more on eating out, the study found. Compare that with the minuscule 4% who said they will up their spending on watches and jewelry.
Okay, the study that was conducted by the Luxury Institute found out what?
Well, it says that among 500 or so pentamillionaires, or a person who has a net worth of $5 million or more, out of those, about 4 in 5 say that pricey designer splurges, such as purses and jewelry, have lost some of their appeal.
Okay, well, it used to be a big deal to be a millionaire, but we've progressed now to where it's people have got to have $5 or $10 million to be considered wealthy.
Yes, I don't think that being a millionaire or having $1 million is as impressive anymore.
Well, certainly not with the prices of things going up as they have in the last 10 or 20 years. So, but these people, 80% of them say that these pricey designer splurges. What's a splurge?
It's a time when you go and you spend a lot of money on something, whether it's watches or books like myself or whatever you like, you buy a lot of it.
Well, when we splurge, it's a lot of times we don't really need that to survive, right?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So these splurges will include purses, jewelry, things like that, more of these discretionary items. Well, all of this stuff has lost some of its appeal.
Right. And if something loses its appeal to you, that means that you don't like it as much anymore. So they don't want to buy these things as much as often because it just doesn't matter anymore, it seems like.
All right. Well, it doesn't matter anymore. So instead, what's going on?
Well, a third of them said they plan to shell out more for travel, and another 20% will spend more on eating out, the study found. So shell out means to pay for something, to pay the money. So they're willing to pay for travel instead of these designer objects. Mm-hmm. And another 20% will spend more on eating out, enjoy good food.
Yeah. All right. They want to go out for nice meals, not just traveling to exotic locations, but just having really great meals. So for many people, that's an experience enough for them. So.
Yeah. Well, a really great meal is a really great experience.
Yeah. And again, that's something you can remember. Mm-hmm. I can remember, you know, certain dinners from 20, 30 years ago that I had. They stick in my mind. They're really great places. So, all right. Now, we move on by saying, compare that to what?
Well, to the minuscule 4% who say that they will up or increase their spending on watches and jewelry. And minuscule just means extremely small. So very few people say that they'll spend more on watches or jewelry or other material items.
Okay. So they're just making a comparison here. Mm-hmm. A third will shell out more for travel. Another 20% say they will spend more on eating out. And so it's a relatively small percentage, 4%, that say they will actually spend more on the items. So there's far more people saying they will spend more on the experiences. And that's actually what this whole newsworthy clip is about. Okay, let's have our final reading for today.
As the economy slowly recovers, the wealthy are apparently more amenable to shopping at big box or discount shops. They're also adopting a frugal approach, not just to uber-pricey goods, but also on basic items for the home. Many also reported that price tags on designer items are simply too high. They go to mainstream retailers to save money now, Pedraza said. They buy items at Staples and TJ Maxx. They buy in bulk at Costco.
All right, Bill Quinn here with Catherine Huff and Brian Hagerle. We are on our final reading of Newsworthy Clips. Our article today is talking about a study that showed that wealthy people are spending more on experiences and not spending it all on stuff, things like jewelry and fancy cars and other items like that. So, and it's really interesting to learn about some of the trends that are going on here. So, and we've just learned how a third of people in this study, the pentamillionaires say they will spend more on travel, and another 20% will spend more on eating out compared to a relatively small amount of people, 4%, that said they will increase their spending on luxury items like watches and jewelry. Now, we continue here and learn some more reasons about this, and we talk about the economy.
Right. As the economy slowly recovers, the wealthy are apparently more amenable or more willing to go shopping at big box or discount shops.
Okay. All right. Now, first off, that word amenable, what's that mean?
Right. They're more willing. They'll go to these big discount stores instead of shopping at a more expensive or a more high-end shop.
Okay. Big box. Normally, we use big box just to mean that people can go and buy large quantities of items. For instance, if you go to a regular grocery store and you're going to see cereal boxes there on the shelves, there will be a certain size to it, which we might call regular size, whereas at the big box store, you will find family size boxes, which are going to be 3 or 4 times larger than the boxes that you will find at the grocery stores. And so Costco, which we mentioned at the end of this article, or Sam's Warehouse, those would be considered big box stores where you're going to go and you better get a large shopping cart to put all of your stuff in because all of the boxes you're going to buy are going to be of that extra large quantity. So do you shop much at big box stores?
No, I don't, because I am just one single person, so I don't like to buy a ton of food at one time because it takes me forever to eat it or it goes bad before I can get to it.
Okay.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in the same situation. I really don't have much need to be going to big box stores, but of course, we all know people that have a need to go. And there's one item. I like cereal. I asked my friends to buy for me at the big box store. So that's one thing. I'll have big boxes of cereal. But there are families that make sense for them to go to big box stores because they can keep the stuff and save money on their purchases. So, all right. But we're talking about the wealthy, which is almost unheard of before. Now they're moving into shopping at these big box and discount shops, and they're also adopting what?
They're adopting a frugal approach. They're very cautious when it comes to spending money. And this approach is not only for the uber-pricey goods like the luxury items we talked about in the beginning of the day, but they're also looking to save money on basic items for the home, probably things such as Kleenex, toilet paper, cleaning supplies, anything you would use in the home.
Frugal.
Means you want to save money. You're cautious. You don't want to spend more than you have to.
Are you frugal?
Usually I am.
On occasion, except when it comes to traveling.
Okay. Now, what about this uber pricey goods? In fact, mainly I want to talk about that prefix uber.
Well, this is a very slang type word. We use it here to just add emphasis to pricey. It's another way to say very or really pricey.
Yeah.
It's uber pricey.
Yeah.
It's really pricey.
I looked it up too because I wanted a clear definition of this. Like, what do we, because I see it often and it said like ultimate or best, but ultimate would be the one meaning I would see in it. And because sometimes you'll see this uber, it comes from, it's German. And we actually will use this. It's you say slang, and it's kind of almost slang slash sarcasm. Sometimes we will use uber as a way of being kind of sarcastic about something. So, but in this case, it means the ultimate pricey goods.
The priciest.
The wealthy aren't just sticking with these ultimate pricey goods, but they're doing different things, and then also, you know, that they're reporting the price tags on items, designer items, or what?
They're simply too high. So in the past, maybe they would have looked at that watch and said, oh, $1,000 for a watch, no big deal. Now they're not willing to do that anymore.
Does that seem strange to you?
It does seem strange to me. Like the writer said here, while the economy is somewhat improving, it seems strange that they would refrain from spending this amount of money at this point in time. However, maybe there's a positive spin on all this, as we see in the deck there, that they're willing to spend more on the experiences. So maybe they're having a value shift.
Yeah. Okay. In our first reading, we met Milton Pedraza, the chief executive of the Luxury Institute. And we go back to him here in this last paragraph and hear from him.
Right. He says that now wealthy go to mainstream retailers to try to save money. They buy items at Staples and TJ Maxx, and they buy in bulk at Costco.
Mm. Okay. Mainstream retailers.
Basically, anything mainstream is what everyone likes or what everyone does. So a lot of times we talk about mainstream music. It's music that a ton of people listen to. So a mainstream retailer is the place that most people go to buy things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Staples, of course, would be a large retailer for office supplies and TJ Maxx retailer for clothing. And, of course, we just mentioned Costco a little bit earlier in the article. So you can buy pretty much everything at Costco. So it's interesting. So not only people who need to be very frugal with their money, but also those people that are up there with we would consider wealthy, pentamillionaires, people with $5 or $10 million are also doing the same thing, giving up buying all of these expensive goods. Well, before we wrap up today, Winnie's going to tell all of us about Topic Talks.
Have you seen Topic Talks? These are videos that accompany each article, and they're a great way to meet the advanced team. Just go to the advanced page at www.studioclassroom.com and click on Topic Talks. The team provides a summary of each article, insight into particular aspects of the article, and we even perform our radio features in video. If you want to watch Topic Talks on television, they're also available on Chunghwa Telecom's MOD. Check out Topic Talks and let us know what you think.
Okay, let me get some final thoughts from our panelists on newsworthy clips today and also the previous days. First, Brian.
Well, in today's article, The Third Day, I really find it fascinating that Milton Pedraza, the chief executive of the Luxury Institute, did this study, and I'm imagining that he might be a little bit scared of his results here, that have all the money, the pentamillionaires, they're not as willing to pay for these luxury goods, so his institute may need to find a different angle on keeping these kind of customers.
I had actually heard some conversation with some people, and I don't know if you know, how accurate it is, but some people were speculating that the demand for luxury goods may go down in the future, overall, globally. And I'm not exactly sure why, but there might be a reduction in the demand. I think it might have something to do with an adjustment of values. And also, you know, we are experiencing a separation in our societies that where the wealthier are becoming wealthier. And there's a bigger gap. And so what's going to be happening is the upper, what we might consider the upper middle class, is actually kind of dwindling in a way. And so there might be lower demand for luxury goods. Then you're only going to end up with the ultra rich buying the luxury items. And that's going to reduce the overall demand for luxury items. Catherine.
Well, I was kind of thinking along the same lines as Brian. He mentioned a few minutes ago that there's been a shift in values. And I think that whenever the economy kind of crashed, a bunch of the wealthy people realized that it's not important to spend your money on luxury things, that it's important to have experiences and have memories and do things with people that are important to you and see the world. So I really I like this article because I'm a big fan of traveling and experiencing things rather than buying a bunch of material stuff.
Well, I would have to vouch for the experience side of things. Of all the things that I do remember, you know, in my life, I would say it's been the traveling. It's the stuff I've gone to see, and whether it is the Taj Mahal or the Roman Colosseum or the Eiffel Tower, that stuff was just priceless. And you never forget that stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that the happiest moments I've been in my life were when I was out doing something, traveling and seeing new things rather than staring at a new shirt I bought in the store or something.
Yeah. I had a real fancy sports car when I was 25 to 30 years old. And I actually, now I don't even think about that thing today. And actually when I owned it, it was a headache.
Yeah.
It was a thrill buying it. But in a short time, it became a big headache. So I don't even think about it today.
I've never understood the appeal to fancy cars. I'm sorry, everyone.
Nah.
But don't get it.
Well, you do it one time, that's enough. All right, listeners, thanks for joining us here for Newsworthy Clips. Come on back next time. Till then, this is Bill.
Catherine.
And Brian.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.